We're always in the fight. Always in the fight. The only time we're not in the fight, I'll tell you that in the show. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through this morning, then please do let me know. What's happening? It's Friday. It's gin day. It's fucking gin day. Honestly, I've been taking and consuming numerous amounts of gin tonight. How about you? It's been an emotional week. I feel like you've been with me the whole way. Literally the whole way. Let's go, girl. Good girl. but it's good. Now only 7 weeks and we've got another baby on the way. It's fucking relentless. So today I want to talk about always in the fight. Always being in the fight. It's a mentality. It's a strong mentality to have. And I think it's a mentality that we can use to be able to bring us out of any situation. Always being in a fight and having that mentality, I think if we can bring ourselves back to it and we can switch to it and we can recalibrate ourselves to remembering that status or that state of mind or that quote or that empowerment, it doesn't matter what's happening around you, whether it's an impulsive, bad impulsive decision, whether it's a period of time that you're going through a tough time. Jesse, get off the beach. Whether it's your dog fucking you off, whether you're going through a divorce, whether you're going through a house move, whether you're going through redundancy, whether you've been going to job interviews and not getting job interviews, whether you've been stuck in a toxic relationship. I think the mindset of never being out of the fight is so powerful for us to bring us back to recalibrate and saying, I'm still in this. I don't need to give it up. It's going to happen. Whatever change, vision, mission I have, it's going to fucking happen. And I wanted to talk about this today because I think when it comes to mental resilience and robustness and determination, this is a quality that I think us men need, and I think it's a quality or a state of mind that many men will can resonate with. Always in the fight. Might be knocked down, might be bloody, might feel like the world's against you, but it's a perspective. It's how we see it. How you see life is literally how you're going to see it. Not I can't force my visions onto you or how I see it, but it comes down to perception. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. So having that always in the fight mentality, perspective, vision can help you make sense of things also. Instead of acting so rationally and so emotionally where you think you're going to make a mistake, take a wrong turning, quit, settle for that state of mind or that way of life. Always in the fight can give you that little bit of strength internally. To showcase what you're about, to instill the fire in the belly to get the outcome that you desire. And it's never fucking over. I tell you, when we are out the fight is when we've lived our fucking life and we stop breathing. That's the only time that we are out of the fight. So as long as you're fucking breathing and moving and you've got momentum and you can walk down a seafront, or you can go to the fucking park, or the shops, or the pub, or to work, and you are breathing, you're in the fight. So no matter what happens, no matter what happens today, this weekend, next week, for the rest of the year, you are always in the fucking fight. Always. Do not forget that mentality. Curveball comes your way, it's not going to affect you in any other way other than you adapting and overcoming. Other than turning around and going, it's fine, I'm still in a fight, let's go. And I hope you can embrace that mentality, because I think when you're on a journey, when you're about to go on a journey, when you want to change, it's something we have to get into our head. And it's not something that's just going to come straight away. It's not something you're going to get as soon as you've listened to this. You'll then disappear and then go, fucking still in a fight, motherfucker, straight away. It's going to take time to absorb that mentality. Like when we change our patterns of thought in anything, it takes time. But keep saying it to yourself. Every time you hit a brick wall, I'm still in a fight. You're still in a fight, motherfucker. Let's do it. Let's go. Plow straight through. Nothing stopping you. And then get what you want. Get what you want out of life, guys. Because it's too fucking short. It's literally too fucking short. And before you know it, bang, you are out of the fight. And on that last day, imagine it. You're looking back. Did you give it everything? Or did you allow life to consume you? I hope that helps. Listen, I didn't even realise it was bank holiday. It's been that busy. I've just seen someone say, have a good bank holiday. So listen, have a good bank holiday. We'll still be here Monday. Got loads of good stuff coming up. We've got the Yes I Can campaign, which is going to be really exciting for those guys looking for a little bit of accountability and drive to kickstart it. We're going to be starting that in mid-May. The Yes I Can mentality, okay? So I'm actually introducing that for Monday. So it's going to be like a little movement that we're going to try and get up and running. But I'm excited to bring that to you. Listen, I'm waffling. Have a great weekend. Thank you again for all of the support. We are one community, so it's great to see you all. And I can't wait to hopefully see you in November for the seminar, which is going to be fucking amazing to see so many guys around in the room trying to achieve amazing things for themselves. Always in the fight.